This is side two.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and for the next 60 minutes, we will explore the vinyl history of rock and roll, zeroing in on the lesser-heard world of B-sides and album cuts, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, incorporating everything from the blues of the 30s to the rock and roll of today. This is the music we love. Let's give it the respect it deserves. Continuing the theme of last week's garage, but this time we're presenting the 2018 new releases from the classic rock world. And we're starting things with the new projects of 3X frontmen, David Byrne of the Talking Heads, Roger Daltrey from The Who, and Mark Knopfler, Dire Straits. The very successful post-Dire Straits career of Mark Knopfler includes 10 soundtrack LPs and 10 solo albums, the latest being 2018's Down the Road Wherever. From that collection, the leadoff track, Trapper Man.
Trapper Man's in from the hinterlands. Filth and grease on his clothes and hands. From the outermost to furthermost, comes riding into the training pools. Got a pack horse loaded up with hides, steps in to see the man inside. I got fur, skins, a little meat too. Here, I got a good piece just for you. Take this home to give the wife. The trapper draws his skinning knife. Now the fat man's desk is a butcher's block. The trapper cuts the meat and tongues. You're gonna lose your shirt on the nowhere man. Lose your shirt in nowhere land. Back out there is my country. And you'd best let this trapper be the trapper. You need the trapper man. Trapper man. You wanna wear them gems and rings, you wanna show off of them shiny things. Shake your money and make a fool, where the movers and the shakers go. You wanna go do what you do, let the gold and silver come to you. So leave the dirty work to me, yeah, you best let this trapper be the trapper. You need the trapper man. The trapper man. Thing and gone his way. The fat man lights cigars and say, holy smokes, did you see that? We all make money on the trapper can. Sit back in that big ass chair. Say, boys, that is the man right there. I'm the lifeline for your big soft ass. It's a trapper, puts it in first class. A trapper. You need the trapper man. The trapper man.
Like Knopfler, David Byrne's vocals are equally distinctive, and that continues with his newest project. Rest assured, his quirky vocals are still alive and well on this seventh solo release, American Utopia. From that album, the lead single, Everybody's Coming to My House, a cut co-written by Brian Eno.
Well, wish I was a camera. I wish I was a there's plants and trees. Make a closer inspection. If you get down on your knees. Now everybody's coming to my house, and I'm never gonna be alone.
Roger Daltrey wasn't just the voice of The Who, he was also a predominant voice of the 60s and 70s. And on his ninth solo LP, he proves that, unlike some of his contemporaries, he still has most of his vocal range. As Long As I Have You is a good record, and dropping the stylus on side one gives you the title cut, a track that features Pete Townshend on guitar.
Born in darkness, but I fought my way up to the sun.
Stewart hasn't been a frontman, at least the lead singer of a band, for a very long time. 1973 and The Faces, to be exact. But when he was quite possibly the best. The perfect gravelly voice to sing blues rock. And his first few solo exercises were excellent records too. But that all changed in 1976 when he decided to be more of a lounge singer, a la Tom Jones. And we've been waiting for him to return to his rock blues roots ever since. And on 2018's Blood Red Roses, his 30th solo studio release, well, we're still waiting. It's a record that replaces The Lounge for Vegas, Tom Jones for Fat Elvis, and the damp panties of the 80s for Depends. The best of the 16 cuts from Roses is Farewell, in my opinion. Oh well, maybe next time.
All dressed up on a Friday night, getting drunk on cheap red wine. Two North London boys just out on the town. Catch a train up to cool Soho, the Marquee and the Flamingo. appeals and thrills and girls in the hills and Georgia fame, yeah. Making out we were millionaires, anything to get the girl upstairs. What was it you said? Humor before looks works every time. Ah, yeah. Skinny ties and mohair suits, white boys can't sing the blues. This was our time, our space, our songs, our generation. And I'll never know again someone as genuine, someone as wonderful as you. And I can't believe you're gone, that's why I wrote this song. Goodbye, my old friend, I'll miss you. Yes, I will. So long, my best pal, I'll miss you. Yes, I will. Oh, you, yeah, you were like a brother to me. Take a walk down Water Street, in the park where we used to meet. I step inside and I imagine you're there, dolled up in a hound's tooth suit, button down shirt and Chelsea boots. We had a bond that should have lasted a lifetime, but I hope you're looking down and I hope I've made you proud. What I'd give to see you in the crowd tonight. Oh, yeah. And when we meet again, there will be no fear, just you and me, man. Goodbye, my old friend, I'll miss you. Yes, I will. Yeah, so long, my best pal, I'll miss you. Yes, I will. Intellect and common sense means nothing at all if you sit on the fence. Anarchy's for the foolhardy, wild rail against society. Aim high, reach for the sky. How are you gonna know unless you try? These are your words, not mine. So long, old friend. Brother to me.
Nice to see that ex-Amboy Dukes guitarist Ted Nugent found time outside of his tenure as a talking head on Fox News to record a new LP. The record, The Music Made Me Do It, his 14th, is actually quite good, despite sounding like an NRA tribute at times. Especially the cut I Love You Too Much Baby, a duet in which he shares the mic with fellow Detroitian Alyssa Simmons. It's a shame the best cut of the album, in my opinion, only runs a minute 52.
I love you too much, baby. I love you all the time. I love you too much, baby. I love you all the time. I love you so much, baby.
Bluesman Joe Bonamassa was quite prolific in 2017 and 2018, releasing four LPs, two studio, one live, and a Christmas album. Centering the attention on the live endeavor, British Blues Explosion, a 15-cut cover fest of John Mayall's Blues Breakers, the Jeff Beck Group, Eric Clapton, Cream, and Led Zeppelin, Joe pays tribute to the first wave of British white boy blues with SWLABR, an initialism for She Was Like a Bearded Rainbow, from Cream's 1967 must-have Disraeli Gears.
Thank you.
Can't talk the blues without this man, Buddy Guy. And at 81 years young, his 18th book to his blues Bible, The Blues Is Alive and Well, is proof positive it gets better with time. You have to pay your dues, and seniority is everything. George trades licks with his disciples Keith Richards and Jeff Beck on Cognac.
Yes, it do. how well do I know? You know it will kill the living. And a damn show raise the dead. Let me say that again. You know it will kill the living. And a damn show raise the dead.
Don't expect to hear any of this anywhere else but here in the Vinyl Garage. Next, an equally unexpected seasonally challenged Christmas song by Eric Clapton from his 2018 Happy Xmas album, Christmas Tears. The album was inspired by his wife, Columbus, Ohio native Malia, and features his daughter Sophie as backing singer.
I hear sleigh bells ring. Everybody's singing Merry Christmas. Ain't that what your starry skyline filled with reindeer? Everybody's singing Merry Christmas. Watch your starry skyline filled with reindeer. I'm smiling on the outside, but on the inside, crying Christmas tears.
Where you been gone?
Let's say the blues ain't your thing. Well, 2018 and the Spacemans got you covered. The Spaceman is the title of the album and the nickname of Ace Frehley, ex of Kiss, and his seventh solo release. The album features two cuts co-authored by Gene Simmons and a cover of Eddie Money's I Wanna Go Back. Back, I presume, when he was relevant as a member of the hottest band in the world. Another cover, but this one's a good one, is the Jerry Rafferty cut Baker Street by ex-Heart sister Ann Wilson from her newest LP Immortal, an album comprised of those who inspired her that have passed away.
Winding your way down Baker Street, light in your head and dead on your feet. Well, another crazy day, you'll drink the night away and forget about everything. City desert makes you feel so cold. It's got so many many people, but it's got no soul, and it's taken you so long to find out you were wrong when you thought it held everything. You used to say that it was so easy. You used to say that it was so easy, but you're trying now. Another year and then you'll be happy. Just one more year and then you'll be happy, but there's a light in his place. He opens the door, he's got that look on his face, and he asks you where you've been. Tell him who you've seen, and you talk about anything. Yeah, he's got this dream about buying some land. He's gonna give up the booze and the one-night stands, and then he'll settle down in some quiet little town and forget about everything. Keep moving. No, he's never gonna stop moving. He's a rolling stone. When you wake up, it's a new morning. The sun is shining, it's a new morning. And you're going home. Yeah, you're going.
What does it mean that after 38 years, a band or artist releases a re-recorded version of his or her initial record, including only one new cut? One, he or she needed to fulfill a contractual obligation. Two, he or she felt the initial record in question deserved a redo now that he or she is 38 years wiser. Three, he or she, upon noticing Epic Columbia had no intention of an anniversary remastered version of said LP, took matters into his or her hands. Or four, he or she has, in the last 38 years, not written or recorded anything worthy of your record-buying money. Well, it's not number one. He is not under a record company contract. The record in question was self-released. So, it's actually a combination of the other three. Aldo Nova, in an interview, mentioned the anniversary master and the wiser theory. But I suspect that it's actually the fourth. He had nothing better to release than a re-recorded version of his high point, the 1982 self-titled album. Which is a shame. The new track, I'm a Survivor, actually is quite good and worthy of inclusion here. From Aldo Nova 2.0, I'm a Survivor. Next, closing out the best of 2018's classic rock-related releases, A Tale of Two Pauls, McCartney and Simon, two of music's all-time best songwriters, both of which released new long players that year, McCartney's Egypt Station and Simon's In the Blue Light. Although the Pauls are responsible for some of the most hallowed music of the 60s and beyond, I have to give the nod to Mr. Simon. He's the whole package, music and lyrics. As for Macca, he had John for the latter. From Egypt Station, I Don't Know. And In the Blue Light, a re-recording of One Man's Ceiling is Another Man's Floor. A cut originally from 1973's There Goes Rhymin' Simon.
I got crows at my window, dogs at my door. I don't think I can take anymore. What am I doing wrong? I don't know. My brother told me life's not.
Remember one man's ceiling. is another man's flaw. One man's ceiling is another man's flaw. There's been some strange goings on, and some folks have come and gone, like the elevator man, he don't work no more. I heard a racket in the hall, I thought I heard a fall, but I never opened up my door. It's just apartment house sense. It's like apartment house rent. Remember, one man's ceiling is another man's floor. One man's ceiling is another man's floor.
A perfectly good hour of your life you'll never get back spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, your undying allegiance, or outright disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening. Great. Zero, next, I really been to the real sense. Right. Since you went out, zero, you know, the sheet of stuff.